All right, this is going to be one of my favorite segments because, sorry, Rokan, I was here at WGN first, and I am the resident hypochondriac. And for some reason, Bill, I am not that afraid of the Zika virus.
I'm confused as to why you're not. This is the kind of thing that normally you'd be hiding under a bed. Why are you not?
We're going to find out. Dr. Robert Murphy in with us right now, director of the Center for Global Health for Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Murphy, I am not afraid of the Zika virus because if I get it, I'm going to get sick, but I'm probably not going to die, and I'm not having kids anymore. So should I be afraid of it?
No.
See?
Well, thanks for being here, Dr. Murphy.
I'm glad you could come by.
That was a very quick
interview.
Yeah,
it was fast, but it was to the point.
But seriously, if you got it,
yeah.
we wouldn't die from it probably, correct?
No, you would not.
See? So it's for the young people that are pregnant or that are thinking about getting pregnant?
Exactly.
All right. We were talking off the air. Mm-hmm. Dr. Murphy was informing us that Puerto Rico has been unusually hard hit.
Right.
So if people are traveling to Puerto Rico right now, what can you do to prevent getting Zika?
Well, the only thing you can do right now is to avoid getting bit by a mosquito.
Which is easier said than done.
Very easy, much easier said than done. But, I mean, you can do practical things. You can use mosquito repellent. You can wear a long sleeve. You go into Puerto Rico and wear a long sleeve.
Yeah, that's, I hate when people say that because really you're not going
to. Basically, you have to cover yourself up. You have to cover yourself up and stay indoors. I mean, it's
a quarter of Puerto Rico's in trouble, right?
It's estimated that by the end of this year, 25% of the entire island of Puerto Rico will be infected.
That's serious.
All right, people,
or been infected, maybe they've been cured, but 25% of the population exposed. And this is very typical in all the countries where it's ongoing, Brazil in particular.
Yeah.
So you have this infection rate that just climbs. And then as more and more people get infected, well, you can only go to 100%.
Right.
So it starts to drop off. And it's actually starting to drop off in Brazil now. It's starting to go down because so many people already got it.
Yeah.
You know.
And you can only get it once.
We think.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's the we think that has a lot of people scared. When we've brought up Zika before and I say I'm not afraid of it, they say you can be a carrier. They also say it stays in your system. How long does it stay in your system?
The infection itself is very short lived, and that's why nobody died from it. All right. There has been one death, somebody who was already ill and they got it. Like if you get the flu, you'll feel sick for a week or two, but, you'll be better. But if you have other underlying, heart disease or lung disease, you get this on top of that, it can tip you over. And
right.
So there's a rare death every once in a while from Zika. But in general, it's a very mild infection. And that's why no one cared about it. It took really infecting thousands of people in Brazil to figure out, and then seeing all these microcephaly cases where, I mean, normally in Brazil, I think they were seeing 50 to 100 per year or something. I mean, it is a known entity, and it happens for a variety of reasons. And all of a sudden, they were having 10 times, 20 times as many as they were expected to have, and that's what started the whole thing going.
Yeah. And that's when the brain doesn't form correctly.
The brain doesn't form, and the skull doesn't form correctly, and the head is small. A lot of the babies die in utero. They miscarry.
Yeah.
But the ones that are born, sometimes they don't live very long, and sometimes they do live, and they're very handicapped.
So you would think, knowing that, everything you just described is just awful, you would think that would cause more concern as these numbers started to rise, but it just wasn't for some reason, huh?
If you're not pregnant, that's my question.
Right.
If you're not pregnant now, but maybe you're going to be, maybe you just got married and you hope within the next 6 months to a year you're going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Can this virus still be within you and cause microencephaly?
No, it will go away.
We know that.
And the question is when.
Yeah,
and we know in men it can stay in the semen of men for up to 93 days, so 3 months.
Yeah,
that it can stay there, and it can infect the woman. So it's a sexually transmitted disease. It's spread by the mosquito, and it can be spread in a contaminated blood supply.
All right.
So all those things happen. So it became the reason why this is such a complicated infection is because it's a sexually transmitted disease now too. and it's infected with the blood.
Okay, and we didn't know that at first. Before, it was just don't get bit by a mosquito. Right. Now it's like don't have sex with unprotected sex with someone who is a carrier. Do you have to show symptoms to be a carrier?
No.
Oh, this makes it so much more confusing.
Well, it's so much scarier. You know, I mean, look how many people are coming from Zika areas. There's no prohibition of anybody coming from a Zika area. People have to just be careful.
Is there a simple test somebody could take to see if they have it or not?
There's a test. It's not a simple test because it's not commercially available. You can have the test, but it goes through your state health department now, and the Centers for Disease Control does it at one of their laboratories. Mm-hmm. But that is a critical need.
And is this it just is a why, blood test, or is it more involved than just
you
a blood
can test,
test
it. No, it's a blood test, maybe a urine test. You know, we don't know yet. This is all being worked out. But this is why everybody has to call their congressman right now.
And say
after
what
this
to them?
Show, they should call him and tell him because Congress went on vacation before they approved any money to fight this.
That's a problem.
I can't believe that. They get summer break when there's a crisis.
Republicans and Democrats both get Zika. Yeah. It has nothing to do with your political
party. What
about
independents?
Independents, libertarians, the Green Party. Everybody gets Zika. It crosses all boundaries. It can fly over a wall.
Yeah.
So even if they build the wall, it's going to fly over the wall or it's going to fly around the wall. Walls are not going to help. Political boundaries are not going to help. Political parties are not going to help. It is so irresponsible what happened. I mean, because if you don't get this, nip this in the bud. It's going on right now. We already have 4 cases in Florida that are what we call de novo cases. They're from mosquitoes in Florida. In other words, the person didn't come from Puerto Rico or Mexico or Brazil.
Right. You know,
they didn't come from a Zika area. The mosquitoes have it in Florida now. It's a relatively small area. It looks like about 1 by 1 mile square just north of the downtown of Miami.
They can pinpoint it that specifically.
Well, they found the people there.
They did.
And then they went door to door, and they tested everybody, and they found out exactly where the cases were, and then they've been just, you know, bombing it with mosquito stuff. So far it's limited there, but this is going to happen all over the Gulf Coast and a little bit up the eastern coast of the United States. This is it's just a matter of time before this happens. Most likely, because of the intensity of the response here, we're not going to have 25% of the southern part of the United States
involved.
That'd
be terrible.
But I think what's going to happen, you know, we're in the summer. We're in the high season, high mosquito season in the south.
Yeah.
And if they don't take care of the mosquitoes down there, since there is no vaccine and there is no drug and whatever, this thing is going to spread down there. And, you know, it's going to kill the tourism business in Florida and the Gulf Coast, you know, for the upcoming season.
Right.
That's why they're so nervous down there. The way it works, though, it's all up to the county in Florida, in many of the states.
Are they spraying for it?
They're doing it, you know, one county is doing it really good, one county is not doing it so good, you know. There was a nice article in the New York Times this weekend talking about the one county in the western part. I forgot where it was. It's over by Fort Myers someplace. And they are doing everything. They're going to house. They're teaching people about how to get rid of standing fresh water where the mosquitoes are putting the larvae and stuff like that. And they're actually going door to door. Okay? They're probably going to do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But, you know, other places, there's announcements. There's other ways to do it. Not so aggressive.
Yeah.
So it's very uneven what's going on because the healthcare in this country is given to the states. The Centers for Disease Control has really no power over anybody. They can just recommend to the state. The state usually likes to defer to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that the federal government can do. It's all really up to your state.
Dr. Robert Murphy in the studio with us, director of the Center for Global Health for Northwestern Medicine. We have a zillion questions. We know to call our congresspeople after you get off the air. We're going to take a quick break. A lot of questions about the Zika virus. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. 720 WGN. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're talking with Dr. Robert Murphy, director of the Center for Global Health for Northwestern Medicine. We're talking Zika, and we have to talk because it's out there and Congress is on summer break, correct?
Correct.
It seems like they shouldn't get summer break. Isn't like
no,
the world
should,
turning
recess should be terminated.
Or their summer break should be at the lake where all the Zika mosquitoes
are located.
Yeah,
they can go to North Miami.
Yep.
Okay, and Dan, you have a question for Dr. Robert Murphy.
Yes, thanks. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
From what I understand, the type of mosquito that carries this virus won't be able to make it up north to the northern climates. Won't survive, and so it's predicted to be limited to the south of the U.S. But what are the what are the chances are that this mosquito could
get to Chicago?
No. Infect other mosquitoes or crossbreed with other mosquitoes that are available up here.
Well, I don't think they're going to crossbreed with another mosquito. But, however, and you're absolutely right, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is the one that spreads Zika, does not get to Illinois.
Because it's not warm enough?
It requires a much warmer temperature and a longer summer. And also our winters, they're cold and they're awful, but they kill all the mosquitoes.
That's
one good thing about our winter. However, it's got a cousin, okay, that potentially could spread it. Now, there is no documentation that it does it yet, but we have other mosquito-borne diseases in the state, and, it's possible. So it's really maybe this cousin of, which they call the Asian tiger mosquito. That is in Illinois. And we haven't shown that that can transmit Zika virus yet, but if it does, then Illinois is fair game. But right now, I think our efforts really should be focused on the areas where the Aedes aegypti mosquito does inhabit, which is basically the entire southeast. That's where the problem is going to be.
All right. So again, you have to protect yourself. No standing water. Get rid of the bird baths.
Right, bird baths. Be careful of inflatable toys that have like little indentations in them, and standing water goes in there.
But even if every citizen was capable of monitoring their own land for standing water, there's so much open space where standing water just exists naturally.
Right. Well, it will lessen the risk.
Yeah.
There is no zero risk.
Right.
It's not a zero risk game, but it's a risk reduction.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's
it can have an impact.
Okay.
Okay, someone has texted, my daughter's pregnant. Not only does she have to worry about bites now, doesn't she have to worry about being bit in the early weeks of her pregnancy before she even knew what it was about? And what about her husband? Can they be checked now? And you had said off the air, where's she from? They're from here, but they were in Texas during the first 2 weeks. We have canceled the family trip to Cabo. She will not travel in any southern areas at this point because of the fear.
Yeah, she's probably okay because they haven't had any de novo cases in Texas. And not all of Texas is the mosquito goes to. So it's part of Texas. So she's probably okay.
All right. Do you see any other questions we should take, Bill?
Well, they're all valid questions.
How about five?
Yeah, five is good.
All right, Angie, you've got the question of the day because I didn't even think about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're hauling bales here for our dairy farm, and I wondered if it's possible. We've got dairies down there in Florida. Can those mosquitoes transmit that virus to the calves about to be born?
Or what about the milk animals. Supply?
And no, it's no. This is not going to happen.
That's a secretion you had mentioned.
Yeah, but no, she's talking about getting the calves infected by the virus, this mosquito. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah,
so dogs, nothing?
No,
this is just a human virus.
It's a human.
When something like this comes up, I had never heard of Zika virus until a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. You're a doctor. I don't know. I can't speak for you. But how all of a sudden does it become such a huge, huge thing? And then oftentimes we see these things that are so big, just kind of in a year or two, you never hear about them again. So what will happen here?
Well, what happens with Zika is that because the disease itself is so mild that, people had heard about the disease. It shows up on lists of things that cause flu-like illness. Nobody really thought anything of it. It really took a few thousand people to be infected with a significant number of them pregnant.
Yeah.
Not everybody pregnant who gets Zika has the problem with the baby.
But why wouldn't that have happened years and years ago? Why all of a sudden did that happen?
Oh, it was most likely happening, but it was so sporadic.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have that group together that had never been exposed. So in Uganda, where they first found this thing.
Yeah.
Probably everybody there has already had it. You know, the whole epidemic is over. Population is immune.
Yeah.
And so this thing then spread from first to southeast, the southern Pacific.
Right.
The island of Yap, you know, got infected, and then French Polynesia, and, you know, the whole island got infected all at once, and they had a few cases. But it's not that, you know, we're not talking about huge populations.
Right.
And then the group there went to Brazil to be in some kind of a sporting event, and then it spread into the population there. And so, and there, you have Brazil, I mean, over, I think, 170 or 80 million people. I mean, it's a very large, I don't know the exact population, but it's a lot of people. And in this area where this mosquito is present,
yeah,
it just spread like crazy because nobody was immune. And now you have the Olympics.
Oh, I know.
I mean, if this thing hadn't spread everywhere already, you know, now it's going to be everywhere.
Because people that are there are coming back here to the States or around the world. You had mentioned that it is a sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
What about blood or saliva?
Probably yes, yes, and yes. It is they are testing the blood supply supposedly now, and I think there is a recommendation about blood transfusions from people from Zika areas.
Yeah.
Not to give blood.
I saw Michael Phelps staring down a mosquito. That's not going to work, is it?
No, that's not going to work.
You can't just stare down a mosquito one day.
No, it's not.
All right. Dr. Robert Murphy with us, director of the Center for Global Health for Northwestern Medicine. We spoke to you when Zika was first brought up, and now things have escalated quite a bit. Before we let you go, is there anything we here in Chicago should be doing, thinking about, or finding some way to protect ourselves?
Well, the usual mosquito abatement approaches are very important. That's the only thing we can do right now. The other thing is we could put some more money into this and really figure out what else is going on. What we would do with the money is we would this is not a difficult virus from a scientific point of view. We can develop drugs to treat people or to give as prevention like we do with malaria.
Right. A vaccination.
We could develop a vaccine like that was developed for West Nile virus, which is not used because nobody would commercialize it. We could develop rapid diagnostic tests, which are actually in the process of being developed. We can do all that.
But you need money, don't you?
You need money. And we could develop screening tools so that biotech companies can have candidate drugs that they want to test. You know, every company has a library of all these compounds.
Sure.
And, you know, you can test them. But right now, there's really no place to do that.
But realistically, if any of those possibilities came to fruition, it would take years, right, from the development stage to the time you could actually administer them.
Yes.
Nothing happens overnight in the medical
industry.
Nothing
happens overnight. But Dr. Fauci from the National Institutes for Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the NIH was actually on television this weekend, and he was discussing that same topic.
Yeah.
And he said in emergency situations, depending on the drug or the vaccine being developed, it could go quickly. We're talking, you know, a couple of years.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the problem, it's like with Ebola.
Yeah.
By the time all this gets off the ground, the epidemic could be over.
It burns out.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Congress went home for a 7-week summer break. No money has been appropriated to work on the Zika studies. So call your congressman.
So irresponsible.
Yeah.
Unbelievably irresponsible. I think it's, you know, it's one of the most irresponsible things they've done.
Well, that's
and that
decade.
Says a lot. Think about what that says.
That's they've done a lot of irresponsible things, but this is a public health,
right?
And public health cannot be solved except with, you know, a national public health response and an international response. And this is I can't believe both parties wouldn't want this to happen.
It just
doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Hmm.
All right, well, call your congressman and tell them that they have to come back from vacation. This is like planning your summer vacation and one of your kids gets sick, but you still go anyway. Seriously.
It's way worse. Yeah.
Well, and if you're thinking about getting pregnant, you have to be really careful where you travel to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it could include places in the United States.
And it's really just the first trimester at this point.
We
what
don't
you
know.
Know now, it's because no, before
no.
it was
you're
just
pregnant. You know, it's probably worse in the first trimester, especially
the brain
towards
is
the
forming.
End of the first trimester. But you know, if you're pregnant, you don't want to be infected with this thing.
Okay, and if you're pregnant right now, what do? You go to a doctor for a blood test just to make sure you don't have the Zika virus?
Well, no, if you only if you have some risk.
If you've traveled...
If you've traveled to a Zika area, or
your husband,
or your husband
or your
has been to a Zika area.
Has.
Remember, it's a sexually transmitted disease.
All right, now I'm a little more nervous than I was before Dr. Robert Murphy came in the studio.
Thanks for that, Dr. Murphy. We appreciate that.
Really, protected sex and get rid of the stagnant water in your yard.
There's your
and
start.
DEET. DEET is your friend now. We can use...
Oh, DEET. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's all. So just any kind of mosquito
any
protection.
Any kind of mosquito protection.
And long
know,
sleeves.
If you go down to Florida, wear long sleeves, pants, socks.
Sure.
You'll look great on the beach, trust
yes.
us. Funny
Thank you, Dr.
tan
Murphy.
Lines.
All right, a break. More show, Bill and Wendy WGN.